Good afternoon. Again, welcome to Mitaki International English Service. And welcome today. We have a large family, and that's great to see. Welcome to everybody the first time. Maybe we have a first time comer today. David, no, friend. Can you just stand up and say your name and where you come from? Yeah, from there. Ryan from Korea. Thank you. Welcome. And if you'd like to tell your name, just namae dake de. Doko shushin, Hiroshima? Hi, Hiroshima. Hi, yoroshiku. We have another welcome. Please come. Yukihiro. Yokohama. Nice to meet you. Welcome. Thank you very much. And if you... Very new. Yua. Saitama Mare. So she's... Thank you. Praise the Lord. Ua. There comes the older sister. Well, thank you, everybody. And let's remember those names, and if we can pray for them. And if you have time, please stay after the service for fellowship. We go downstairs and have some refreshments and time to get to know each other and to share more of whatever we are going through in our lives. So please stay if you can. It's worthwhile, I can tell you for myself. I enjoy talking to my brothers and sisters and find out what's going on in their lives. So yes, please. So, and this time of the service, we take time for testimonies and prayer requests. If you have any testimonies or want to share anything with the church, please let us know. I just went to the coordinators meeting. This church is divided in groups. We have the death members group, the music, the worship leaders. They take care of the gospel choir and all the music department here in the church, and the children's ministry, the Sunday school. So it's divided, and we are one of them. One of the sections of this church. So I went instead of Jim Ronalds. He's off today, so I went. And I just remember that last year we talked about it, but we never decided anything. And next week is going to be the outdoor service for this church, the morning service. And they go and take up a space under the bridge, which is nice with the shade. And then we thought, why wouldn't we do it at the same time as them, if we can, the English service, because there's already space there for us. If we would wanted to go and take the space, it's really hard to get the space for the riverside. So if there's any way we can use this time, next week or next year, we can decide to do the outdoor English service. I don't know, Chris, what do you think? Which way? Can we do it next week or?
Sure.
If you're available here next week, well, you can come here. It will be a sign telling you where it is. But it's down the road, and the bridge under the bridge. We will be right there. And the morning members will be there sometime after the service. So they'll be welcome. So do it there.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sure? Okay, so for the worship leaders, it will be outside. So, just a reminder, you know, it's a good opportunity to go outside. If it rains, then it's canceled. But so let's do that. That's just what happened in the coordinators meeting. I'll share a little bit more. Just give you some time for testimonies. If you have any testimonies, if not, then I'll share what what that was spoken in the moderators. Please come on and testify.
So there's a baby in here. So some of you, we weren't here maybe 2 weeks ago, which is when all of this happened. So one dear friend was like, oh, what baby is this? And that's a good question because everything has happened really, really fast. Just to recap then, about 2 weeks ago, I guess, we submitted our papers for adoption. For a second adoption, we had shared with the Mentaki family that we wanted to adopt a child with maybe a physical disability. And we had gone to a workshop for that in January in Tokyo. And then we had to move. We didn't have our new address, couldn't submit our papers. And then we finally could. And the same day we submitted the papers, we heard from the adoption agency that there was already a baby with a disability. And did we want to receive her? And that's this precious, perfect baby. We're going to be learning more about... she has a hearing impairment. Her right ear just doesn't hear well, but they can't really tell like how difficult the hearing is because she's so little. But we'll go on June 4th to the hospital, to the university hospital here in the city, and she'll have more exams done to kind of know like just what's going on. We're not worried if her hearing is fine or not great. This is the perfect church family for her, perfect place for her to be. We know God brought her here. We wanted a child that was designed perfectly by God. She's designed perfectly by God. And we get to have her in our family. Oh my gosh. And so it's happened super fast. Right now, Art is actually in Hungary, in Europe, for one more week. Well, 6 more days. He comes back next Saturday night. And he's been gone for a week and some already. So we basically picked up baby Yue-chan and then came near to, well, we didn't come all the way back to the city together. I stopped in Kobe with the midwives and with the Bear Hope staff, and he went back to Hiroshima and then left the next morning to go to Europe, and I finally got back to the city and he was gone. So it's been really weird, really crazy, but perhaps the timing is perfect. So Art is in Hungary for our missions agency's training and retreat time. We plan to go as a family of 3, but now with Yue-chan, we can't travel for a long time out of the country because she won't legally be our daughter for about 11 months. So that would be another area for prayer for us, is that the adoption process would stay really steady. We don't think that the birth mother will change her mind, but she has the right to do so for 11 months, basically, until the adoption is totally final. So that's always a strange thing. What was really strange when we adopted Megumi, like you just are loving and loving and loving this person and you hope that you get to love them forever, or you could love them forever even if she goes back to the birth mother. But it was, yeah, so there's always a part of your heart that's a little like, so love prayer for that. Art handles that a lot better than I do. He's like, oh, God's got this. I'm like, uh-huh, I know he does, but I really love this person. So Megumi's been awesome as a big sister. It's been crazy because the conversation with Megumi was like, one day we're going to adopt another baby. What do you think about that? Would that be fun? You have a little brother or sister. Would you like a little brother or a little sister? And she would always say, sister. Except sometimes she would say, only Megumi. So now, so it changed from like one day in the future, we will adopt a baby to... It was like, in 3 days, we're going to pick up your little sister. It was really a big change. And with Art gone as well, like it's been kind of hard for Megumi. You know, just kind of not sleeping so well and like, you know, just needing a lot of love. So we're glad to be here today so you guys can love her too. And I'm tired. It's really tiring without Art. So I love your prayers for that. But I'm really happy. It's incredible. Like God's really, he will just change your life. Like when the adoption agency called, they said, oh, there's this baby and you have one day to tell us what you want to do. And It only took me like a minute and a half or something, and Art maybe needed 20 minutes. But it's incredible when God like invites you to do something, and you have to tell him like quickly and just jump in, you know. You can sit and think about what's the best timing for something, but you still know. And the one just prays, kind of an odd praise along the way, that one of the adoption staff, so Megumi was the adoption agency's very first adoption almost 4 years ago. Want me to hold it? And Yuachan is their 73rd adoption. And this is a Christian adoption agency in Tokyo called Bear Hope that has grown from a staff of two when we adopted Megumi. Now they have 16 people, all Christians advocating for adoption in this nation, where like adoption is not popular, but adoption is really necessary. And so they really desire to always put, as much as possible, put babies into Christian families, but it doesn't get to happen that much. But one of the women who traveled with me back to Hiroshima, I asked her, oh, when did you come on staff? She was like the fourth staff person, and she shared that she had heard about Bear Hope at a conference called Love Japan, that actually the organization we used to work for in Nagoya called CBI, they hosted this event, Love Japan, and she went. And at that event, there were bags of flyers of information, and Bear Hope had a flyer in there. And one of the flyers in there was Bear Hope's, because I had said to Bear Hope, hey, there's this conference. We're gonna put some flyers together. Do you want to put in some information in the bag so everyone can learn about Bear Hope? All these Christians around Japan will hear about Bear Hope. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And they're scrambling, and they sent me a box, and we put it in the bags. And this woman got one of those. And she had been praying and wanting to do something with adoption in Japan. She'd become a Christian a few years earlier. And then she saw this flyer, and now she works for Bear Hope, and she helped me adopt this little girl, the 73rd adoption at Bear Hope. And she's one of the staff, because I thought, oh, we should put flyers in the bags. And it was just such an incredible picture of, like, we don't even know what we do that matters and what doesn't matter. And this woman is, like, advocating for babies to have homes and families. And so it's just really incredible. So it was really sweet on top of sweet to, like, have that experience. So it's been wild. It will be wild. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for already loving this person. She's a really good baby. Really blessed to be able to be here today with his family and introduce you to Yua. So Yua's kanji are Yasashi Ai no kanji. So it's really, her birth mother named her. So it's a beautiful name, and we're really happy that her birth mother wanted to kind of bless her with that name. So thank you, friends.
Good afternoon to everyone. I'm Eric. I just want to thank God for everything, especially today, because today is our 15th wedding anniversary, my wife. So I just want to thank God that in spite of ups and downs in our relationship, but God is a faithful that's why I just want to thank the faithfulness of God. I know that, and we know that we are not perfect, so there is no perfect relationship. Even we are both Christian, but I believe that because God give us strength for everything, even in great trials. So God give us a escape way in everything. So as we trust in his promises, we know that he never failed. Although we are failed, as always, we are failure, but God is so faithful. And sometimes those failures give us strength, because it learns a lot. And through his spirit, he gives us strength, you know, to live as Christians, not only as individual but also in our family, that demonstrate that God is so faithful and loving. As we love our wife or our husband, so we can show not only to our brothers and sisters but to the whole world that God is so faithful, and also He give us a heart to love. Not only to our family, but also to our brothers and sisters in Christ. So I just want to thank and really, really happy for everything He has done in my life. Thank you.
My name is Mihoko. I belong to a group have been translating a devotional book of Proverbs from English to Japanese. And Mikio wanted to lighten my load. And then he wanted to share my part responsible for me. And then we have done that for 1 month or 3 weeks or so. And he often asks me this question. I hope I am not boasting. But he asked me, why do you understand so well? So far, I haven't have any question about the English, and the writer said what the writer said. And I said to my husband, because the Holy Spirit works as an excellent translator. So I have been a Christian for more than I was baptized 15 years ago. And since then, I have been raised here and in the Bible study with Jim and Pastor Hideko and with Helen. And also, almost every day, I read the Bible. So the Bible itself raised me. And all the sermons I listen here raised me a lot. So, I'm not boasting, but I am very happy to say that to my husband. And yesterday it was the first time for Mikio to pray the Lord's Prayer before the meal. He did. Yeah. So I hope, this could be a very good opportunity for him to know more about him. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the testimonies. Let's praise the Lord for the new babies. I just want to ask Midori-san if we can give the name of your new granddaughter. Pastor Kevin has a new granddaughter, so what's her name? Anna? Hannah. It's Casey's. Pastor Kevin is one of our pastors here, and his youngest son, Casey, is in the United States, has a new daughter, Hannah, so praise the Lord. Thank you. So just as an announcement from the meeting that I was telling you about, on the next Monday, the 10th, it's going to be a gospel worship and here in this, in the church. And usually when it happens, they do it here in the chapel, and we have to do the service in the small camp. But this time they say we can do the opposite, so we don't have to worry about that. We can use the chapel, and they'll use the small camp. So it's going to be a gospel worship, but it, the service will be here anyway. So we don't have to move to small camp this time. And that'll be the June the 10th. And just as a prayer, June the 3rd will be the children's blessings from this church. So there's a service where they pray for all children, all the children in the church, and they dedicate a prayer and the beginning of the service. So please remember that. June the 3rd will be Shukufukushiki. So children's blessings from Pastor Hiroshi. And another announcement, just remember that June 24, Pastor Hiroshi will be in Kyoto. He will not be here in church, so he wants ask us to pray for him. He's going to an event on June 24th. So just to remember that. And the most important one, the July the 1st, will be 4 baptisms in this church. So, yes, praise the Lord. Pray. They are studying right now. So they taking the classes to be baptized. And so please pray for them. And remember July 1st. If you want to come and join us and watch the baptisms, that will be great. You're all welcome to come. That will be in the morning service, I think. At least, as far as I know, all of them will be in the morning service. And that's all the announcements. There is no other activities right now. That's it. So with this, we'll end the testimony time with a prayer, and I'll continue with the offering prayer. So. Okay, the Habakkuk's Undokai today. That's tiring. We need strength for Naomi. Yeah, okay. Naomi. Okay. Any other prayer requests that you like to pray right now? Oh. Oh, okay. Miwa sounds is. She just ended her service with the company, so now he's looking for a new job. So please pray for Miwa and new job. So, and then for other members too that are looking for work. I think I remember Jim told me to pray for Redden. I don't know if he already found a job in the Philippines, but he asked me to pray for Redden. He left and he didn't have a job, at least until I know last week. He's looking for a job, so please remember Redden to get a new job. Redden and Miwa. Okay. That's it? Okay. For your son far away. Okay. For Christopher in the Philippines. It's much more fun in the Philippines. More fun in the Philippines. I don't know. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Reform. Yeah. 2 million. That's 2 million. 25 million. Okay. Yeah, the 25 million. 25 million yen. Okay. Our church has the small can, and the owner, the previous owner, was the Caldi Potato Chips.
President.
president brother-in-law, and Pastor Hiroshi contacted them, and they were happy that we're using it, and so they somehow they wanted to help with renovating the place because they think it's old, and they wanted to preserve it because it's the house of the owner. So they well, the story is very long, but Pastor Hiroshi went and they asked him, maybe you need money to fix the bathrooms or things that are going bad in the church. So and the small can, and their home, it's their old home. So he said, we'll see, make a check and ask how much money it costs to repair. And they found out there was $25 million for the whole repairing the roof and everything. But then first they say it was they only give him for the inside at the beginning. But after he went and spent time with the family, at the end they say, oh, by the way, we will take care of all the expenses. So the small can will be reformed within a year. They'll fix it for us for free. So praise the Lord. And the way it happened was that the owner, they live here, but his son, the mother is Christian, but she didn't come to this church. But her son come to the Sunday school. So that's how they related to this church. And so he was grateful that we keep the house. So it's a miracle that the Lord has given us those benefits from this church. And the church this morning prayed that there'll be a revival. Today is Pentecostal day. So the day the church was born, and they praise the Lord because this church was born. And this is a miracle. So we're standing in a miracle, and each one of us is a miracle. Because no one of us was looking for God. God came to us in the very presence of Jesus and talked to us. So let's praise the Lord for that. And go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe I can get somebody to help me to get them. Can you?